Peace, family. It's your brother Ben X. Welcome back to the Brother Ben X podcast. Today we have back once again, Always Bean. Now, y'all know last time at the end of our podcast, they didn't have any bean pies because they was all bought out. But now they have bean pies once again, and we have some new things that we're going to show you guys. And then we're going to talk about that they're also non-GMO, and they also don't include soy. And we're going to include a video. Me and her are going to go over the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talking about the danger of GMO in the food. And if she wants, we're going to go into why soy isn't the best to have as well. So we're going to bring in Sister Summer, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself. And for those who didn't see last show, when we talked about the Always Bean and the power of the Navy Bean, I advise y'all to go back because we played a clip from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on why the Navy Bean is important for radiation and how it fights off radiation. I also did an interview not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, with Brother Tariq, where he went into how the Navy Bean actually can help us out with diabetes, heart disease, and things of that nature as well, and how it kind of balances out the body. But for those who don't know who you are and about the company, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Peace, y'all. I'm Summer Muhammad. I'm one of the owners, along with my husband, of Always Bean. We've been around for a good 2 years now. Growing at a super rapid speed right now. We sell Navy Bean products. So we sell Navy Bean burgers, hot links, Navy Bean pies, meatballs, or meatless balls. We just added a line of seasoning to our company. Anything Navy Bean, we love it, we live it, and that's us.
So we already got Brother Ralph saying Always Bean, fire bean patties. I got my 6-packs earlier this month. We got Sister Victoria in the building. I see Craig Al-Hakim is in the building. So what was the motivation behind you starting the Always Bean company?
Okay, well, I was pregnant with my son, who's about to be 2 in a couple weeks, and I wanted a chicken sandwich. I wanted a buffalo chicken sandwich, to be specific, but I promised my husband I wasn't gonna eat chicken and I wouldn't cook it in the house. So pregnancy cravings, there's something, man. So I got in the kitchen and I tried to whip up something that would kind of taste like the buffalo chicken sandwich that I wanted. However, I end up creating a whole different taste, a whole different feel, but I became addicted to it. And then I was posting about it on social media and other people wanted to try it.
And so what's the thought process behind not having soy in it?
Well, not having soy plays with your estrogen levels. And for me, I created this when I was pregnant, and I was pregnant with a boy. So it's certain things you don't want to alter, you know, in your son as far as his masculinity. Or even if I was pregnant with a girl, I wouldn't want to alter her femininity or make her too masculine, because soy plays a role like that. It just messes with your estrogen levels and your testosterone levels, and it can cause you to be either too masculine or either 100% too feminine. And I just didn't want to have that type of issue with my son. And soy is also one of the top allergens that people have. A lot of people are allergic to soy. So with that out, you know, with that not being in our product, that eliminates people having to worry about having any type of allergic reaction to it.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're not watching, at the bottom, you can go to www.alwaysbeanllc, www.alwaysbean. And for those who don't know how to spell, that's B-E-A-N. LLC.com. I see Jordan Hicks says, that's crazy. I was just watching a video of Dr. Sebi talking about how soy is harmful to the body. So I pulled up real quick a video of Dr. Sebi talking about it. So let me go into it real quick so y'all can see this video. You see it on the screen?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, let's listen to what he says.
Do you know that I found that soybean delivers the same amount of sulfide in the body as does alloy? Anybody eat soybean?
That stuff is bad.
Whenever you eat soy, your body have problems digesting and assimilating iron. Sulfides love to eat up your iron, and you will forever become anemic and remain anemic. Oh, don't tell me, you eat soy, you are anemic. George Washington Carver made plastic. What did he use to make plastic out of? Well, how could you take plastic and then feed me that as my food?
So there y'all have it. I know a lot of y'all are into Brother Dr. Sebi. So for you, if you need that little, you know what I mean, that little backup, there go that as well. Somebody, Brother Charles, I see your Brother Charles Gray Mustafa. He says, y'all ship around the country?
Yes, sir. We ship nationwide. Yes, sir.
So they ship nationwide. I see 8 said this business should be seriously supported. Somebody said, I tried the bean pie and the bean pie was excellent. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talking about the GMO, because not only, like I said, is she not, they don't have the soy in there, but they also non-GMO as well. So we're going to go into the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talking about the devil's wicked plot using GMO. So let's check it out.
The masses of American blacks in particular are suffering from other problems produced by genetically modified organisms. What is the definition of a genetically modified organism? From the American Heritage Medical Dictionary, it gives the definition, quote, an organism whose genetic characteristics have been altered by the insertion of a modified gene or a gene from another organism using the techniques of genetic engineering. The definition of gene is a molecular unit of heredity of a living organism. In our lessons given to us by Master Farad Muhammad, he raises the question, what is the meaning of devil? And Muhammad answers that question. It is a grafted man, which is made weak and wicked, or any grafted live germ from original is devil. By inserting, you are grafting into a live germ or seed something that changes the nature of that seed. And when you change the nature of the seed from its original state, you are making what is referred to as devil.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, we're going to have to stop right there, because we hear one part of it where it talks about the white man is the devil, and then he talked about any grafted thing is the devil. But the principle that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, it even applies in our food if we understand his teaching. So what's your thoughts on that?
I didn't hear you, Brother Ben.
I said, so what's your thoughts on that? You know, being that when we look at the teachings, he talks about being grafted. We look at it on just a surface level, but if we understood what he's teaching, it even applies to the food if we understand what he taught us.
Exactly. If you think about it, you have this food being made that's not natural, and then you're consuming it. What you put in your body, what you eat is what you are. So you're consuming, like you said, anything that's grafted is the devil. So you're consuming devilish things. And then, you know, we sit around and we wonder why we're so angry, why we can't control our emotions, why we have these so many issues in our life because of the things that we are consuming. And we know it's the trick of the devil because it's so heavy out here. GMO items is so heavy out here, especially targeting vegans and vegetarians. All of these alternate meat, you know, like I'm trying to give you this meat, this feel of meat. It's all genetically modified and it's just not good for you. It's full of soy.
Yep.
It's grafted. It has no nutritional value if you really break it down and go beyond the surface, like you said. You're really just ingesting and intaking just stuff that's just not good for you at all.
And if you need a reminder, this is a Black-owned company that's able to produce food for us. Like, listen, family. If you're a lawyer, the minister said you still need to eat. If you're a doctor, you still need to eat. If you're a rapper, you still need to eat. If you're a business person, you still need to eat. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said what makes us sick and what keeps the illnesses, paraphrasing, in our body is the food that we put in our mouths. And, of course, he gave us the remedy through eating the proper foods at the proper time and fasting. But now you have someone who got the proper food, the navy bean that was brought to us. But now I know some of y'all don't like the bean soup. I know some of y'all, you know, you don't want to eat the bean soup every day. Now she's saying, well, get you a bean burger, huh? Now you can get you a bean dog. I don't know if that's what they call it, but get you a bean dog. You see, you got to get some. And then they got the bean balls. See, they got the balls. Y'all know you like the meatballs, brother. But now they got the meatball. Look at that right there. Getting creative with it. Peace, family. Thank you for checking out the Brother Ben X podcast. Many people are wondering, what can I do now since digital real estate closed on October the 1st? I still want to learn how to make money on social media. I still want to learn how to market. And I still want to learn how to build my brand. Well, there's one more way that you can do it. It's a couple ways, but I want to tell you all about the ABS Tribe. The ABS Tribe is weekly coaching every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for only $50 a month. If you are looking for accountability, if you're looking for a group of people that's willing to inspire you, help you out, support you, encourage you, you want to get inside of our ABS Tribe, because every Tuesday and Thursday, me and Brother Jake, or one of our multi-million dollar friends or six-figure friends, are on teaching you every single week. If you want to join the ABS Tribe, go to www.whatisabstribe.com. www.whatisabstribe.com. Got the new...
Yeah, and it's you can actually Google. If you Google GMO, I mean, I have it put up on my laptop right here. It says there's a common concern that GMO foods may aid the progression of cancers. Mm. Because cancers are caused by DNA mutations. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you're literally eating cancerous food. And then you say you being healthy, or you a vegan and you vegetarian and it's the best healthy life, but you're intaking these GMO things that's not good for you and causing cancer. You mentioned the ball, so I just wanted to show these. This is how they come.
Yeah, brother, that's funny. Brother Ralph, I see you. You said them meatballs are next on my list. Hey, shout out to all the digital real estate members, because my wife and somebody in the comment section said, I can't even tell that this live after taking the course. Yes, this is actually live, family. I ain't using my tactic right now. But I wanted to also point out why this is so important. www.alwaysbeanllc.com. Not only is it Black-owned, not only is it Muslim-owned, but we have been told that a lot of the COVID-19 people that are attracting the virus had pre-existing conditions. So we know in our neighborhoods, in our communities, it's due to the food that we eat. And of course, they give us the worst of the foods. So it causes us to attract these things. Or if we get it, we more liable to have those type of reactions because of the food that we eat. So it's always best to build your immune system and eat the proper foods at the proper times. And now, if you don't like the bean soup, not saying don't eat the bean soup, but you have other options where you can still take in this navy bean. So let's get back to the minister message on GMO.
Once you graft from the original, then you are producing that which is an opposer to the original and of the original. So the moment that a genetically modified seed is taken by the wind and blown into a field of natural organic growing corn or wheat or soy, it begins to destroy that field. Whenever you start grafting, you're making an enemy of the thing that you are grafting from. And also, you are making an enemy to the good of the original from which it is grafted. According to what we are reading, there's a prevalence of genetically modified organisms. According to the legal advocacy group Earth Justice, genetically modified foods are only loosely regulated by the United States Department of Agriculture. Virtually all soybeans, corn, canola, and sugar beets grown in the United States today are patented by Monsanto or other large corporations.
So with that being said, let's go into, you know, some of the business, you know, what it take to actually run the business in order to keep this thing GMO. Talk about some of the things that y'all have to deal with or do on the back end so that the people can have a comprehensive knowledge about how to run a business and why it's best to order from you guys.
So on the back end, I mean, maintaining our integrity is the biggest thing in business for us with the product that we sell. We want to make sure it's non-GMO. We want to make sure, you know, it's the healthiest item. So we have to do a lot of legwork because sometimes we're unable to get the farm beans. We prefer to use the farm, Muhammad's farm beans, because we know for a fact that that's, you know, good, great beans. But sometimes we can't do that with the influx of orders that we get. We have to outsource. So the work that it takes to research and make sure that all of these products that we are putting into this is good and wholesome for us, it takes a lot of work. Other than the research and the legwork, making the product, you know, you have to maintain a we making food. We ain't just getting a bottle of water and say, here, buy this bottle of water. We're actually handcrafting food for you guys. So we have a good spirit, make sure that our mood is great, our health is great, because we're making your food and we want to put all of that good energy inside of it. But running a business, running this business, at first it was easy. It was just me by myself doing it in the kitchen, you know, doing it out with my hands and stuff. But now that we're on a bigger scale, we have a whole factory. We actually have 3 employees that work for us. We have burger patty machine makers and mixers and all type of stuff that has to go into making these large scale orders that we're now receiving.
Okay, we got 168 people watching live. Press 1, man, if y'all going to support Always Bean LLC. Let's see how many ones we going to get today. Now, listen, they got bean pies. I told you they got the bean dogs. They got the balls on them. They got the patties. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I told y'all last time, them patties, man, you might, when you order them patties, you might want to get by 2 or 3 boxes of them, because I go through a whole box in one day. I'm telling you, man, the first time I had it, I'm like, hold on, this don't taste like the regular bean. No, not the bean. I thought it was like a veggie burger. I said, no, this ain't the regular veggie burger. She said, oh, no, this from Always Bean. I say, man, make me another one of them bad boys. So I'm telling you, when you order them patties, you're going to need 2 to 3 boxes of them patties. Okay, man, I can't even count how many ones we got. But we got a lot of ones on this bad boy. So, hey, man, make sure that y'all go order. Make sure that y'all go get some right now. What would you say is your top product right now?
Our best-selling product is actually a combination. We sell something called a family pack, and you get a 12-pack of Buffalo Navy Bean Burgers, a 12-pack of Hot Links, and you get a pack of the Navy Bean Balls. That pack is 100% vegan, non-GMO. Everything that we sell is non-GMO, but that pack is 100% vegan. Mm-hmm. So that one is like our top seller. Now, outside of that, our Navy Bean, Buffalo Navy Bean Burgers is our top seller. I'm super proud of the Buffalo Navy Bean Burger just because it's what I started with. It's so much thought and love went into that recipe. I just love it. I eat it every other day. I'm addicted. I love to hear people give me their feedback on it. And it's our number one seller. Other than the whole family pack, it's our number one seller right now.
I want to read some of these comments. Felicia says, I bear witness that the Navy Bean saved me during first stage breast cancer. Prayers, faith, and the Navy Bean soup. Only 5 cycles of chemotherapy. Still cancer-free today, 2015 to 2016. So that's a living testimony right there.
Yes. Yeah, the Navy being aids in fighting cancer is it's super big. That's one of, to me, one of the most valuable things that it does. It aids in fighting radiation, and it aids in helping heal you, all type of things. I think you mentioned that you did an interview with somebody, and they told you how the Navy being helps with diabetes. Yep. It definitely helps regulate your blood sugar and lower your sugar levels. So, I mean, the Navy Bean is just awesome. I have diabetics that swear by our product. They're like, I finally got something good that I can eat that helps me at the same time. So it's just, it's amazing. And the stuff that you can do with the Navy Bean, it's just like beyond me. People but, asking me to make all type of stuff that I'm like, I'm going to try, you know. I'm going to try. We're going to see if I can get it done. But I'm glad to hear that about the sister. Praise be to Allah. I'm happy that you're healed, and I hope that you stay, you know, stick with the Navy Bean, regardless of you being healed, continue to do preventative things, and you'll be even healthier.
Absolutely. As I'm reading these comments, y'all can ask questions at this time as well. Brother Ross say, I finished my six packs in 2 days. I'm telling y'all, y'all think I'm playing. I ain't just promoting. I'm telling y'all, man, I ran through them packs so fast. Sister Sharqueen X said, I just got my order yesterday. Speaking of orders, what's the shipping time on the products? I know they may be different, so talk about the shipping times.
Yeah, so we're looking at about a 7 to 10 business day turnaround, but we try to get things out way before those days even hit. I ain't gonna lie, the last time we was on your show, we got flooded and we kind of got backed up. I think Brother Reza posted us the next day and we got backed up, but we're now caught up. So we're looking at about a 7 to 10 business day turnaround, but on the up and up side, that's what I got to tell y'all. But on the up and up side, you know, it may be quicker than that, much quicker. We have a new team of employees, new machines. We ready for the influx. So we ship Monday through Wednesday. Those are our only days that we ship, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we always hope to get them out that next week after you order.
Well, listen, family, y'all know we teach black entrepreneurship over here. Y'all done got much value. Let's back them up again. I think we can do it again. I want us to keep them backed up again so they can keep on having to employ somebody. Sister Sharqueen X say, I will order every month. So that sounds like you got a client right there. That ain't just a customer. That's a client.
We definitely have a subscription-based product where you can actually subscribe to get the family pack or a Crave case, which comes 25 burgers to a pack. You can just subscribe on our website, and it'll just automatically charge you each month to send it to you. So we have people, like you said, you run through them. People like that, we have customers like that, and they run through it. And so we just created the subscription-based products so you guys don't even have to worry about, you know, keep coming back.
Okay, so we got two questions here. One says, okay, do the product arrive frozen? Number two, how much is the family packing? So I kind of want you to go through your prices. How much is the subscription? What comes with it? Let's talk about the pricing. And does the product come frozen?
Okay, so a family pack is $70. Again, I think you're saving like $5 if you was to buy all of the stuff separately. So it's $70 for a family pack. It's $60 for a Crave case, which is 25 burgers to, you know, one pack. And we have a six pack for $15.99, six pack of burgers, six pack of links for $15.99. The 12 pack alone is $29.99, and the balls are $15.99. As far as does the product come frozen, it really depends on where you live. So I can take you guys kind of through the process. We ship in these very expensive insulated shipping bags. So I'll show you what it looks like. This is the bag. On the inside, it's super thick. It's super padded. And it keeps your stuff frozen for 48 hours, but cool for up to, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 72 hours or something like that. However, we've shipped these things, and a couple of our customers, due to the pandemic, didn't receive their items for 8 days. And when they received it, it was still cool. It was still edible. It wasn't bad. It wasn't sour. It was still good. We definitely market perishable so that the post office can store it correctly, obviously. if they have any type of backup or anything like that. But we shipping these insulated bags. And another good thing about this is these are reusable, guys. So not only are you getting the product, you're getting a free, you know, you can use this if you're traveling. It seals. You can reuse it, refill it. If you're traveling or whatever, you know, maybe you're doing a picnic or maybe you want to ship something yourself, you can use this. So don't throw those away when you get them because they are pretty expensive.
So that takes me to my next question with the Navy Bean. How long do they have to eat? Is that located on the products when they come, about the time frame they have to eat it?
So it has a 6-month freezer life. If you keep it frozen in like a freezer bag or something like that, you can keep them in there for up to 6 months. I promise you it's not going to last in your freezer for 6 months because you're going to eat it. But if you want it to just store up like that, then yeah, you can keep them for 6 months. As long as they're stored correctly, sealed in like a little, you know, like a freezer Ziploc bag or something like that. So when you get them, when you get our product, it comes airtight, vacuum sealed, airtight like this. You know, say for instance, you open it, you want to eat a couple out of here, you eat a couple, you want to put these in a Ziploc bag, or you can even put them back in this and zip it back up and put it back in your freezer, and it'll last for 6 months in there without freezer burn or anything.
So Victoria said, who can save them that long? Fredricia said, just purchased the Buffalo Burger, so appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Thanks. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, let's go back to the minister video.
70 to 80% of all packaged foods found in supermarkets contain one or more.
My wife said, unless your husband opened the bag wrong, then you can't reuse it. Well, that's why she should have opened them up. Listen, sisters, y'all open them up.
Genetically modified ingredients. Production of genetically modified organisms and genetically engineered crops has been performed by several major corporations, companies like Syngenta, Bayer, DuPont, BASF, and Dow Chemicals. These are the leading GMO producers, but the Monsanto company is the largest and most dominant in the world market. Many consumer advocates, organizations, and experts say that Monsanto is destroying the food supply as well as the environment. What are the dangers and risks of genetically modified organisms? A study published demonstrates the toxicity in three varieties from Monsanto. The information was prepared by the Non-GMO Project, a nonprofit organization, in a 2012 document titled GM Crops, Just the Science. Are genetically modified foods safe to eat? Genetically modified foods are not properly tested for human safety before they are released to the public for sale.
Okay, so I think we can stop right there. Not being even tested, family. You don't even know what you're eating, what's in it, how they've grafted it.
Exactly.
So, man, go with Always Being LLC. Yes. Always Being LLC. Now, let's get into it. I know what y'all been waiting on. The bean pie, because last time the bean pie was not available because they had sold out. So have y'all got it together now? Do y'all got some bean pies on deck? How much is the
we
bean
got it
pie?
Together.
So let's go in and talk about the bean pie.
Our bean pie, first of all, let me tell y'all, I'm not saying this because it's my recipe. I'm just telling the truth. The bean pie is so good. It's amazing. This bean pie tastes like old school bean pie. This bean pie tastes like bean pie supposed to taste. And everybody's so excited about it. Our bean pie is $15.99 online. We use ingredients.
Does that include shipping or that's the base?
That's just the base price. However, we use ingredients that are immaculate. We don't give you no white egg. We don't give you no white sugar. We're not doing that. We're giving you all organic, raw sugar, all good ingredients that go into this pie. It's a graham cracker crust. It's not made with your traditional flour crust. So the you're going to be crust. Like, exactly. You're going to be happy about this pie. I'm telling y'all, I had to stop myself because I was eating too many pies.
Hey, press 3 if you're going to get a bean pie. I already got 2 on the way. I think we already got 2 on the way. So press 3 if you are going to get the bean pie. And let me tell y'all something. I hope y'all don't think I'm playing. Always Bean, they were sold out. So if you want to wait a week, they may be sold out by the time that this show is over. So press 3 if you're going to get your bean pie. And after you press 3, you might want to go on over to the website and place that order, especially if she say that they taste like the old time. Now, I admit, I haven't had them yet, but I am going to do a real review when they come in.
And I would love for you to do a real review because I'm excited. I can't wait.
Because I done been around the nation. And let me tell you something. When I first came into the nation, well, this is before. This is the Million Man March 2015, Justice of Elves. Now, they knew that all kind of people was going to be out there. And new people wouldn't have known if it's a good bean pie or not. So we got brothers out there talking about, I got that supreme bean. I don't know how to tell if it's good or not. Man, this bad boy, the texture was like sloppy Joe. Man, it was disgusting, man. Then I done been around, you know, traveling, speaking. Brothers done brought a bean pie. Bean pie tastes like, I don't even know what it tastes like, man. It's some nasty pie. I think it should be illegal. I think they deserve 90 days. With these bad bean pies. Nah, but it's a bad bean pie.
Let me give you a little backup. Who can vouch for us, Brother Nuri? First, I'm gonna tell you the first person in Brother Nuri's life, his daughter bought our pie, and his daughter was raised in the nation. I believe she's 26 or something like that. She said, "This is the bean pie I have ever tasted." And I was raised in the nation, so I was like, "Okay, you know, that made me feel real good about it." Then Brother Nuri tasted the pie, and Brother Nuri came back and bought 22 pies.
Wow.
The pie was so good, he came back and bought 22 pies and gifted them to the believers here in Indianapolis. So I'm just giving you a little backup on how good my pie is now, Brother Ben.
Hey, Desiree says, Sloppy Joe, listen, I'm not over-exaggerating. I'm talking about the texture of it. You can put your hands through it. It's some crazy stuff. So y'all better get your, if you ain't never had a pie before. Now, again, I haven't tasted it yet, but so Brother Nuri done already put the stamp on it. I think you need to go with somebody who at least got some type of stamp, because if you taste it and it's nasty, it's going to throw your mind off, because already when you hear the word bean pie, you already throwing out like, what, bean pie? That's how exactly. I was, because I used to love sweet potato pie until I read, you know, How to Eat to Live. We don't need sweet potatoes. But once you get into that bean pie, it tastes like a good, better sweet potato pie. And then, you know, it got the navy beans in it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I will not steer you guys wrong. And if you do want to try it, like Brother Ben said, you want to go ahead and go over to the website, either after this podcast or even right now, maybe go in a different tab and go ahead and purchase it, because, you know, when I put the bean pies up, they sell out in 2 days. So, you know, us being here on the podcast with Brother Ben, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get off of here and be sold out.
So let's end it off with this. If there's any restaurants out there, if there's any, you know, maybe big catering companies out there, I don't know, whoever needs it. I think I asked last time, but for those who may be new, do you guys offer wholesale? Like if somebody want to wholesale some pies and sell them, what if somebody want to wholesale some of your patties and resell them for their restaurant or whatever? Do you guys offer that yet? Or do you guys see in the future?
We offer it now. We were offering it before, and then we stopped just so we can focus on our retail. But now that we have a new team, we are definitely offering it. If you want to inquire about wholesale, you want to call 12-813-0661, or you can email us at sales@alwaysbeingllc.com.
Go over that number again, because you chopped up a little bit. Say the number again.
Sure. 312-813-0661. The
go ahead.
Is the opportunity for the small growth, maybe food carts. you know, whatever it is, maybe you do catering, whatever it is that you do, and you need a large order, this is for you. I guarantee you're going to do well. Just ask. I don't know if you guys know Meals with a Purpose or Dualty Cafe, Sister Monique. We were on her her cart when we first started out. She had a food cart, and she would sell our burgers out. We used to be in the cafe, and they would sell our burgers out. So Eat to Live Cafe. So, yeah, this will be a good, great move for you. This is not the no black bean burger. This navy bean burger is 100% better than any black bean burger. You didn't taste it. So go ahead and get that on your rostrum. Get that on your menu. You won't be disappointed.
And just to make sure, it's 312-813-0661, right?
Yep, that's it.
And Sister Sonya, maybe she came in late. How long is the shelf life in the refrigerator with the bean pie? I think that's what she's asking about.
I would keep them in the refrigerator for about a week. I don't recommend storing them in the refrigerator, though. I would store them in the freezer.
So when you take a slice, you recommend putting it back in the freezer instead of the refrigerator?
Yep. When you get you a burger out or whatever that you have, a link or whatever, I definitely suggest you putting it back in a freezer bag and putting it in the freezer. Just unless you're the type of person, you know, just about to eat it.
Oh, it ain't gonna last no week in the house anyway. I ain't worried. That ain't my problem.
It
ain't gonna last yeah. on that. Shout out to Brother James West. Brother James said, thanks for that info. I have a food trailer in Alabama and I'm very interested. So maybe he'll be calling you sometime soon. So to end it off, where can they find y'all on social media? You know, Facebook, Insta. Oh, I think you paused. Hold on, wait. Okay, your video.
It's a bad connection.
Okay, it's back now. So where can they find you on Facebook, Instagram, and everything like that to follow what you guys have coming up soon?
Okay, so Instagram, you can follow us at always_bean_. You'll know it's us because we got like 20,000 followers. So if you see another Always Bean, they got like 200 followers. That's not us. You'll see our logo, which is behind me. You'll see this and you'll see a larger number of followers. And then on Facebook, we're Always Bean LLC.
Shout out to Shadi Muhammad said, we're placing our order right now. All right, y'all. Now listen, y'all told y'all we got to back them back up. We got to back them back up. We got to make sure they, when I check in with them and say, man, how did it
do?
And
then for those of you who aren't,
go ahead.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. For those of you who aren't ordering bean pies this time, we are including a very small sampler bean pie in each order that is ordered from basically here for the next, I think, 3 days we have it. The people who order are receiving. It's a personal size bean pie just so you can taste it, fall in love with it. And then you'll be hitting us up the next day.
So you saying if they order patties, it's going to come with a little bean pie with it?
I'm sorry. If they order a family pack, it comes with a little bean pie.
All right. Well, I think the devil, the graph.
If you order a family pack, it comes with a free bean pie.
Okay. So make sure in the family pack is $70 or $75?
Yeah. $70.
All right, so go ahead and get your family pack for $70. You can get you a bunch of burgers and get your little bean pie. Or go ahead and get your family pack and the bean pie, because I'm telling you, if it's good, you're going to take that bit. You're going to have that little small one, and you're going to be upset because it's going to take you a little while for the other bean pies to come on in. So you better go ahead and get you all of it inclusive. So I thank you for coming back on the show. I look forward to hearing the great results, because I know I see all these ones. I need y'all to go order right now. Go order right now and follow them on Instagram at always_bean_. Okay, I think she left just in time. Poor network. Dang. Okay, so it went bad. It went bad on her. Okay. Well, we got enough of her, y'all. So listen, man, go support the sister. It's definitely needed, man. We need that non-GMO. We need that non-soy. And for me, I ain't going to lie, I need them bean pies. And let me say this, man, if you don't like bean pie, y'all can send them to me. I be seeing people, you know, try to mock Muslims about the bean pies, like they mock black people about watermelons. I said a tweet the other day, man, I like watermelons and bean pies. Send them to me. Give me your slice, okay? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something, man. With them bean pies, if it's a good bean pie, don't even do yourself like that by getting a small one. Go on, get you the whole little one, because for me, ain't no bean pie going to last more than 3 days in the house if it's good. If it lasts more than 3 days, your bean pie probably ain't that good. All right, so I thank y'all for watching. I hope it was informative. She's back. Okay, maybe she wants to say her goodbyes.
Sorry about that. I lost connection. Can you guys hear me?
Yep. So we were just closing out, so you can end off with the closing words.
Okay, so I just want to tell you guys I appreciate the support. Just know that we love y'all. We're going to maintain our integrity. We're always being. Make sure y'all get y'all orders in. Don't forget, with that family pack, you get that free small bean pie, but you're going to want a big one, so make sure you order the big one as well. If you ever need anything, want to check on your order, you can always message us online. We have a chat online section on our website, alwaysbeingllc.com. Follow us on Instagram. We're constantly adding to our menu. We're constantly growing and learning. If you guys, you know, have any suggestions, we're open to suggestions. It's all peace and love. We're really excited to serve you guys and continue to grow.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for coming back. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace.
Peace. Woo! Now listen, go back her up, y'all. What if I didn't get my bean pot and my family pack? I think she just now doing that. I don't know about the past, but she just showed you where to go contact her. But I think that was more so about the past. I think they just now started to do the family pack with the bean pie. But, you know, I don't know. All I know is she said for the next 3 days, that's what they're going to be doing. So if you got a question about your order, www.alwaysbeanllc.com. www.alwaysbeanllc.com. Yep, like you just said, this is a new incentive. This is new, like a little pop. I be having people do that with the program. Brother Ben, I got the program. You know what I mean? I'm on that payment plan. But then I see you just came out with that discount code. Do you think you can just come on in with it? No, you know, it kind of don't work like that. You know what I mean? If you got you a car and then later on they run a new special with the car, I don't know if you can go back and say I was on TV looking at that little discount. You think I can trade my car in to get that? Nah, that's how our people be, though. Our people do be like that, boy. Y'all people, boy. You got to be patient with our people, though, boy. So I thank y'all for watching, man. I hope it was valuable. Go to alwaysbeanllc.com. If y'all want to follow your boy, go to Instagram, Brother Ben X on Instagram. If y'all want to join our ABS tribe, where we're literally teaching hundreds of people every week about business and growing online with their digital real estate, www.theabstribe.com, www.theabstribe.com. Peace. So many people ask me, Brother Ben X, man, how do I know that you're going live? How do I know when you're producing a podcast? And I saw you also just made $130,000 in 2 days. Well, there's a way that you guys can get informed from us via text message. All you have to do is text 50K to 210-504-4094, and we'll give you more information with free game, and we'll let you guys know how we made $130,000 in 2 days. Text the word 50K to 210-504-4094. We'll give you updates, notifications, and let you guys know how we made $130,000 in 2 days. Peace.